Okay, so this is the video for the solution for day two's homework assignment where you were asked to create a user interface and collect information, store that information in a new instance of a class that I asked you to create, and then finally call a method on that class called the save method that would essentially do nothing, but we would at least get some practice in creating methods. And then finally, the couple of bonuses. One was to type only within the window, the code editor, and then the other part was to see if you could clear out all the selections. A little bit of a stretch on some of these portions of the assignment. Hopefully, you were able to get somewhat far enough through it, and hopefully you're only getting stuck on small parts. Sorry, tell you what, this is going to be a long solution. I'm going to go ahead and type everything out and let the camera roll while I do that. So I'm going to split this up into two videos. The first video, this one, is going to discuss how to create the actual user interface using XAML. The second video is going to discuss the C sharp portion of it, creating the class, and then in the button click event, saving the properties off of the entries, the data entry through the input control, saving them into the properties of a new instance of the class that we'll create, and then calling the save method and then clearing out any of the entries. Okay, so two videos. So pick the part that you need. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to create a new project. You can call this anything you want. I'm going to call this Volkov HQ, the name of the company or organization, I should say. Alright, I'm going to reduce this little window down so I can keep it here. Alright, and I have a little screenshot off to the right-hand side here so I can kind of remind myself what it was that I was trying to accomplish. The first thing that I'm going to do is create a series of grid row definitions and grid column definitions. And to start off with, I don't remember exactly how many I need. I do remember that they were about 70 in height, most of them. There were one or two at the bottom that I made a little bit smaller than that. And then I'm going to create some column definitions. I think the first one was 150. I think I had a. Let me just copy and paste here. I think the second one was going to be 10, and the third one was 250, and then I went ahead and made it the remainder of the width that was available. Okay, so the first thing that I wanted to do is to create the labels down this left-hand column in column 0. So I told you before that cut and paste or copy and paste is the programmer's worst enemy because it'll introduce a lot of bugs. Well, that's kind of a misnomer. I do use it often for situations like this, and I'll show you how in just a moment. Alright, I know I need like two or three of these guys, so I'm just gonna copy, paste, paste, paste. Now it's gonna give me a bunch of blue lines letting me know that I can't name things the same. Also, it's gonna let me know that I can't put these all in the same row. And I'll come back to those once I know what I'm doing over on the right-hand side. All right, so I think the next thing I needed to do was create a text box. I'm going to give it a friendly name because I'm going to have to reference it in code. I believe this first one was just an agent code name, so I'm going to come back here and then fill in the text, something like that. And when I do that, I see that I probably need a little more space there, so I might go even 200 or maybe 170. That's probably good. Okay. So you can see this is kind of an iterative process where I give a little, take a little. Next up, I need to create a checkbox. This was to determine if the user was undercover or not. Not the user, but the agent that we're keeping tabs on in our little scenario. I'm not going to fill in the content because I want this to be to the left-hand side to line everything up nicely. So I'm going to put the content equal to an empty string. Also notice how I'm using IntelliSense to really help speed up this process of getting all of this in here. All right, so there's my checkbox. I'm going to come back then here and type in the word is undercover, which I guess is kind of a dumb question. If they're an agent at the CIA, they're probably undercover. But anyway, little silly example, right? Horizontal alignment stretch and the vertical alignment stretch. And then we also need to give it a group name because we want the three radio buttons to be treated as a group. So I'm going to call this agency group. I can call it, again, anything I want to, but I want to kind of keep the word group in there somewhere and then also keep the intent of this group. These all belong to the agency data that we're trying to collect. And then for this last one, I'll tell you what, I'm going to cheat. Just copy all this, paste it, and change out the parts that matter. All right, that should do it. And I guess I'll need to put that in another row. There we go. Okay, so there's our radio buttons. Next up, we have to create that list box. Now, that's always a little bit tricky. So how are we? Let's come back up here and modify our text blocks one more time. I think what we need to do in this one here is change to agency. And then I need to move this next text block down to like row 5. Yeah, that puts me in the right spot. I'm going to call this proficiencies. Did I spell it right? All right, that looks right, but I may have spelled that wrong. I apologize. Okay, let's move on. list box is what we want next. Let's tab this over. And I think our row, we wanted that in row 6. We want it below the row 5 where we put that text block. So I think that's good. And then grid dot, I think what we want here, yeah, grid column, we'll set that equal to 0. But more importantly, we want grid dot column span equal to 3 because we want this to go across all 3 of our columns, right? All right, moving on. Here we're going to need some list box items, and we'll set the content equal to just some little string, and then we'll come back. I'm going to copy and paste a bunch of these guys in here. Let's paste that in there. Okay, and then we can just set these to whatever we want, whatever spies are good at. All right, and so I think what I want to do now, you can see this row really takes up too much room. It's fine whenever you have a control in it because the controls are a little bit larger, but when you have just a text block, having a full-size row doesn't make a lot of sense. So I'm going to try and find 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to set this down to like 40. Yeah, that's right. And then I'm going to set this one to take up a little bit more space, set that to 100, so that should be closer to what we want. All right, and then finally, name equals OK button, grid, I think now we're going to be on row 7, we'll see here if I got that right in a minute, 2. There's our button. Now I'm going to, just for fun, right-click and select Navigate to the Event Handler. I'm not going to write any code in there in this video. In the next video, which is the second half to the solution, we'll do that. All right, so let's just see if we got this working correctly. Okay. So hopefully you got this far. It wasn't challenging, it's just a little time consuming to figure out exactly how large you should make each of the rows and columns for starters. And then it's challenging to, you know, if you're only doing this with the code editor, to remember all of the properties that you're going to need in order to make this look correct, as I had demonstrated in the preview in the previous lesson. So hopefully you got this far. In the next video, we're going to look at the second part of this solution. We'll see you there. Thank you.